Kindergarten daf mesecht is baba kamad daf samach zayin begin alf begin tes masel to begin with the words of gemara halav hachi hajbeina. But if not, so it sounds like that if you didn't have to kohen sashavim, that the beam would have to be given back as it is. So you see that even though there's a shin Hashem, so you see that that's not enough to create a kinyan, as we say. Says Texas. Now the stam marish, because generally a beam, kibin shabana bebira, once it's built into a building, misash mabal meno only gives a pole, and you have the shin Hashem. So the Gemara says, no, okay, so it's not a shin Hashem. Then says the Batam to say, wait, the mashma sounds like that the question of the Gemara was only on Rav Yosef. That's what the Gemara was discussing, that they couldn't answer for 22 years. Problem is, other rabbi to the contrary, koshkin the koshal rabbi tfei. What do you mean? It's more difficult to find a rabbi. Because they're going to be yish grade the kani. What do you mean? Yish itself should be kaina. So, and you had yish already, so for sure, you don't need to kind of shab. Now, my mashani, and this that the Gemara answers, that the mogash may love, so that's a good answer for Rav Yosef. So you don't have shin Hashem, but I can't take shal rabbi. To the contrary, that's still difficult in rabbi. To ma'acha mashman yish lekame. Here it sounds like that yish is not kaina. And told him because of Takanis Hashavim. The Nir Lafarish, so that's it seems to explain that the below Yishari, we're actually talking about that there is no Yish. That's why it's ever called the Onor Court of Yisr, as follows. If you hold the Shin Hashem is nothing like Rabbah, so Shabbat is very good. But if you say that a small change of name with Yish would acquire, Imkin, if that's the case, so yeah, usually Shin Hashem, but it's a small Shin Hashem, then it's Yish, you would coin it. But Imkin, this is what the Gemara's dogish is, that Shin Hashem Gadol, something but a very huge change of name. Kihai, the Magish, like that of a beam, which is totally changing its name, Yeshle Liknes Befne Atzma, it should acquire even on its own. And that was the difficulty specific on Rav Yosef. Chimash Mal El, so too sounds like from the Gemara previously, on the Samchema days, the Shin Hashem Chashev Greda Kani, a significant Shin Hashem on its own would acquire. Where do we find this? Because the part of the Gemara asks, "I've begun to plev and asa ayel." Gemara says, "By when if you steal a lamb and becomes a ram." So the Gemara says, "When the knin b'Shin Hashem, you should acquire with Shin Hashem." Yeah, because that's Shin Hashem Chashev, because it's a significant Shin Hashem. So even without Yish, maybe some another part you could say is the Bechal Makim. That in all situations, Havashin Hashem Greda Kani. The Rav Yosef, Bala Yish, and actually, Rav Yosef always holds Shashin Hashem without Yish is in Mikan. And that's why it's not the Grand Rabbah, because we're not talking about with Yish. Ulakachesh Lahayla, Bemagesh Bala Yish. That was the question. So by the beam, it should work if we're not Yish. The Mashatach Yish, Ba'ira, is this that you need to have Yish by the Hides, Lamashim Kenyan, not because of acquisition. The king of Hashem Shin Hashem Lechadei. The king really just because of the change of name itself. By Yush, this said you need to have Yush, which we discussed in the previous stuff. That's only for the effectiveness of the thought of his designation. Lashavia Abarzin. The Im Lav HaYush. It's simply because without the Yush, in Kan Shin Hashem, so you're not going to have a change of title. But you don't need it for the kinyan itself. So too by Hekdesh, the reason why you need to have Yish is Shem Ein Yish, simply because with no giving up of hope, ain't Shem Hekdesh Chalav. It's just because the shame, it's really, all you need is the shame, Shin Hashem. It's just that the shame of Hekdesh won't take effect, Venkat Shin Hashem. And Vechin Shin Rishos, so too the change of domain. Shem Ein Yish, it's only because without the Yish, ain't Shin Rishos, not Vechin Rishos. Mogesh Bela Yish, not Mekesh Shin Hashem. But the beam, even out Yish, changes the, its title. And that's what the Yeshloel of Nasma should be effective on its own. Think of it, Tleb, and Nasi also too, when there was a lamb, became ram, the Rim Le'el, the Gemara previously said, and Avsamachay, the nickname B'Shin Hashem, was even without Yish. So therefore, it's a question specifically on reviews. Few makes this month, with the words of Gemara, Tzina Shechakakor, regarding a pipe that was carved out, with a set of cover, and then it was put into the ground. So place was a mikvah, that's a kli, that invalidates the mikvah from Ayim Shuvah. So Tosafos explains, it's talking about where it has a border on its four sides. Because if it's breached even on one side, then it wouldn't invalidate the mikveh as a kli. it's not covered on all four sides. Obviously, from is in the fourth parak. That specifically, if it's a tablet that has boundaries, then it invalidates. Now, she explains, actually, the filler parts Mishnei Ruchasari. Now, we could even be talking about where it's breached on two sides. Because you have tziner, the way pipes are. Where it's carved out to receive pebbles. Shalak was a kisham that it shouldn't hold back the rain. Jehida pegged out my blessing. We find in the fourth parak my blessing. Hachitit betzina lekabit sreis. If someone carves out in the pipe a space to that the pebble should go. B'shal eitz when it's wooden is because to even the minute amount. B'shal cheres and by other way it's bervi is by a quarter of a leg. So you see that is already considered as a kli even if it's only on two sides. It doesn't have to be on all four sides. Since as Tosfos Mitzvah begins to say, "I'm can investigate my kama." So what are you saying? Make kara gitzitza v'ashtatziner. Before it was a board, and now it's a pipe. Nashman sounds like that's a little covered chila. That even when you first put into the ground, yishlof zol hamikvah ishen about the mikvah lefish mishtan neshma dechakika, because it still has a shina shem. So it becomes like talish by the carving out. It becomes a kli. But valeim mishtan neshma dechatidus or isel covered surahs. But it doesn't change its name by carving out that it should hold pebbles. Which that causes it to invalidate the mikvah, but there's no Shina Hashem. Hashem does what you can say is no. Since it does change its name through the carving out, so says that actually makes it like it's detached, because now it's like a kli. And the carving out that you're making is as if you did it when it was detached, and therefore, even when it was attached, when it was put into the ground first, that's what the Gemara is asking, the Shina Hashem. Should make it like talish and should make it problematic. Next is Master begin with the words Zigmar Roshani Shibit Arbanan. The halacha of Mayim Shuvim is different because Rabbinic, which prefers preparing Kamarich as a bias about Bastab some above and of, and there's the Mas Mukhlal, which depends on the context regarding what Shiva at all would be biblical. Next is Master begin with the words Zigmar Ganam Agazel, which Ba'agazel Ba'asr Parach, the Gemar Leran of Koridam and of asks, Ida banon, well, how you put kind of a gazlan together? Ibit rabbanon kasha gazlan. And Ibit shimmy kasha gazlan, like we brought in the previous daf. Mashan Hashabin, the mother answers a few answers how to resolve, because it's either one or the other, according to rabbanon and shimmy, kind of a gazlan, it's either one and the other, as we have in the previous daf, and the mother answers. Next, there's Matthew with the words, Igmara, mikur tivla. Before it's tevla, now it's truma, so shin Hashem. Now, so it says, Ravgav, the shinach is labiyasai, even though it is a change that could go back to its original state, adesh ela, by being shoyal on the truma, which could undo it, could mean be sure like Moses give himself some pay chasm and aleph, and also beside the night in the ark and the gemara in the dom nafna testament aleph. So why is that a valid shinui? So it says mekamak ma'avul lechashim leshinach adviyos. It's not considered a change that could be undone. Kibin leshchich is lemais. It's not common for people to be shoyel on the nedar of their truma, and therefore it's a bona fide shinui. Next is mazda begins the words the gemara mikoch ulim ba'ashtek hekdesh. Before it was unconsecrated, now it's consecrated. Now, so it says, "B'kachim shenchay b'achrayis." By kachim that you're not responsible for. Now, but tzorach leading tamazet, you didn't have to give this reason in the Yeshkan Shin Rishos that there's a change of domain. Ella by lo'uk me'afil b'chatzis ba'asham. Rather, we wanted to say even b'chatzis and asham. That is, they be'avagav the mikara tur the Reuben v'ash the Reuben, even though it's still the same persons. But kamokum shen Hashem Yeshkan, still there's a change of name. And so when you're not chayav achrayis, so that's a change of possession when it becomes hektish. It's like it's a new domain. But here, when it's the same persons by chatzis and asham, so we're saying, but still there's going to be a shina Hashem even without a shina of rishus. Next says between the words the gemara amula ula says menayim liyish ain't kind of. Where do we know yish is not kind? So he brings the pasuk based on the gazel. It's pesach bazechayla. You have the gazel done with pesach. So it says, Mashmal, it sounds like over here, the subtle ula holds the yish like kami. That yish, as it sounds like from these words, the maskal places, you don't acquire something with the only giving up hope. Pachim ha nin zakin totin, you might get enough nan hemen alf, but it says over the din maskal mai. And my ula says, the ratar, biblical law, bein naida, bein lay naida. Whether he knows, whether he doesn't know, emecha peres, my time was the reason, because yish could be like kami. Yish itself, you're not kind enough. Okay. But because of bein atam, it's difficult to bein atam. Because if I go to the basa, the gemal lemon of kovidam and avgab, the rib shimin virabanam. The Gan of the Gazan, which we referenced in the previous text here, in the previous daf, Kama Ula said, Machlik is Bistam. Machlokes is unspecific. But if you know, everyone will agree that Yish is kind of just like, well, we don't know for sure, so which one's going to be the one that you would presume Yish? That's the Machlokes. Okay, but it sounds like when you know definitively that that Ula says, and this is the Ula that we're talking about, that Yish is going to be kind of. So Ben Tami answers like this. Yish kind of. Truth is, in all places, as he says in Agudel Basra, Yish is a kin. Rakli in carbon, which is the context of how he brings it over here in Agamar, and why is carbon different? Mishum dehava mitzvah b'aver, because it's a mitzvah, but it's coming through a sin of having stolen it. Well, maybe Raya Mahidan is Zakar. Ben Tami is approved from the Gemara Giddaf Nuhema base. The Parachasim Ula, the Gemara asks on Ula over there, Mahidu Gan Behikdish. Someone steals. He sanctifies something. Then he slaughters or resells it. Allah is Misham Tashum Kefo, he pays Kefo, Vay Misham Dal Behe. Doesn't pay Dal Behe. Tanela, we learned on that. Like a Hagavna Bechutz Anish Kogos. In such a similar case, if he did Shkut Echutz, we'd be punished for Kogos. Now, it means to say that we would consider that as the violation of Shkut Echutz. Now, v'yamit yish lekani, but if you say yish is not koina, so koras my vidite. So, what do you mean? How exactly is there koras over here? It's only possible to be a liability if it's his carbon, and if it's going to be chayiv koras. So you see that yish is koina, and more of a sistesis that v'hashta now balama he detani Allah. The truth is, without that. That brisa that's taught on that, Habalei Lemiflach Magufer could ask for the halacha itself. The Yish Laikani, if Yish is not Kaina, so then Imkinim Lekech Lahakdish, then forget about it. It doesn't have the ability to be Makdish. If it's a mind part of the Albehei, why would it be part of the Albehei? Holy Tabach the Hektish. He didn't slaughter that which is Hektish. How can you be Chavish Chud Echutz? Elabad El Chol Mili, Moida Ula, the Yish Kani said, this is again the proof that obviously that, no, Ula holds that Yish is Kaina, is directly not Krabba, and we're going to have Krabba that it doesn't hold like that. That's why he asks when the Tanei Allah, and the fact we learn on that the Mechutz on the Shkavus that on that is what he asked that when you're outside you're going to be Chayav Karas. So Amarol the Pesach Almayit. So that was his question on that point. So obviously it's fit to be brought into the Almayit, and that's where his question is on, but not on the critical factor of how is it Hektish because he holds the Yishus Kain. Void Meister Rai Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam is another proof of Merish Lulav Agazel from Sukkot the Flamen Ralph. We say that the stolen lulav is possible even on the second yom. Because it's already performing a mitzvah, but it came through a sin, through stealing. Like says the pasuk, "Basim es gozel es b'seach." You're going to bring what's stolen, what's lame, which gozel dim the b'seach. The stolen similar to what's lame. Bein lufnei yish v'nach yish doesn't make a difference before or after yish. Bishul lufnei yish runs before yish lav the day. It's not his sakar b'yitzah. It has to be lachem, lach yish, but after yish can be yish. My time alive, lach mishem mitzvah b'bavir, isn't because mitzvah b'bavir, mash mitzvah, the sabuchol duch the yish kani. Sounds like in all places yish would be kani. It's directly in your mitzvah, it's only regarding mitzvah, which coming through there, and then it's not going to work. Fine, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But shavakas l'rin l'pusha, but it's difficult to read Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation. Why? Dimkain, if that's the case, that it's true that really he holds in general yish is kani, no, so by park, lila by l'rabba, what is that by asking on Rabba, on the previous amid, the kabbanim l'ag gazel, that you see that Abai is asking on Rabba that that you see that how could Rabba say you should kaino? You see that that you can't bring such a carbon. But, so what's the question? Then Rabba Kamilu maybe agrees like Ula does. Maybe you should generally kaino, but here wouldn't. Maybe you're going to say that no, the Sabbabai held a chilek. There is no such differentiation. Madam Sukkot, the one says in Sukkot, the Sukkot within the Lamed, Mitaik Shaytz, the Shalyats of Gazel, if you could be it, so would a bargain agree as would a stolen one, because the less lay time of the Mitzvah Bavera doesn't hold to the reasoning of it should be problematic because the Mitzvah Bavera, it's not true, Akachisle. He obviously does hold of that, because the Elavachi, if that's not the case, Kiamen, I'm a Yish like Honey. So even if you're going to say that, okay, fine, he wants to prove the Yish would not be Kaina, but then Tikshle, you have to ask on him, and like also like Krivoy, why would it be forbidden to then to bring it as a carbon? Kinim Shem Hektish Chalav, because the name of Hektish takes effect. And the Kedama, like we say, because Dabi Yish Rashin Hashem. It's not just Yish, you're right, Yish is not Kaina, but there should be Yish Rashin Hashem. Elavadi, rather, obviously, the reason why you can't bring it is Rashab Dabi Mitzvah Babi, that even the Bai would agree to. So again, based on the principle of Ben Tam, but this is difficult. Why wouldn't we make this differentiation that it's owned by carbon because Mitzvah Bavir? When Rabban give it into the possession of the one who stole it, when he stole it, when he sanctifies it, that's a different. He's disabled regarding the shearing of the wool and the children from in the meantime. Now, proves that he says the Gemara's question was according to Ulik. Obviously, the Gemara over there. Now, the question is, then in general that. So that means from the time that they only gave hope, Jesus said they did have it. So obviously it says, what's the question? So based on all these questions, I came near the read, appears to the read, the Bechol Malkum actually in general, Yish Loikon, it's not an argument, Yish is not going. But here the Gazal Basa, so the Gemara later on of Kovid Al Manav, have a Yish Rishina Hashem. It's not just Yish, it's actually a Yish and Shina Hashem. Which this was the Gemara that Rebbein Tam had asked from, that seems like the old Yishu is kind of, no, it's with Shina Hashem. The title changes. Now, although we're going to carbon, it's also Yishu and Shina Hashem, like we said before, because Mikor HaChul Mahashta Hekdash. Yeah, but Mikor Makam still, Kimin in Konu, like Mach Mash Hekdash, it's only required to because he was Makdashit. Lohoyu Lai Konu, Koydim, and it wasn't acquired to him before him. Pastor Echman, according to the Torah, is saying it's problematic to sacrifice Mishra Mitzah, but Bavera, because Mitzah Haba, Bavera. As some Gesorah said in the words, but however, if it was acquired to him before the Hekdash, then it would not be considered Mitzah Bavera. But here it says it became Hekdash through that, it became acquired to him through Hekdash, so therefore that's going to be invalid. Mukha Perk Labal Gaz, like Zavis and Marsukat of Lamed. Rab said to those sharecroppers, "Kizavintu asav and anachim. When you buy the myrtles from the non-Jews, let's in the b'chul, let them cut it, not you." Parch. The Gemara asks, "What's the problem? Like in b'shin Hashem, but either way, it won't be problem about lechem because you acquire with the change of name." Mashba sounds like the kanulei, but it sounds like also that if they can acquire it, so they'll have mitzvah b'beis. It's not going to be a problem about mitzvah coming from there, as you see, because it's only that if the acquisition happened through that, but if it happens through, let's say, the non-Jews cutting it, it's not a problem. Or if let's say you have b'shin Hashem. But that's pushing it to say the subak of Yitzchak ben Nachmani, the lechayi shasim mitzvah b'aver that he wasn't considered mitzvah b'aver at all. No, it sounds like they were. That wouldn't be a problem. But only more of a amahasa. The Gemara says about the devlam an aleph from an aleph. High kashulad metalalta. This beam from the sukkah of the berabban takantam netakatz arshavim. And because the rabban said the rest of the person is not going to repent. Now the sukkah lebin mishalachem. Sukkah doesn't. That's not a problem. But like, oh, because it's not yours, it doesn't have to be yours. The only problem is al mishum mitzvah b'aver because the mitzvah coming through aver. The chikanye. But when you acquire it, but the counter to the rabbinic institution, like Chosh Mitzvah B'Avera, it's not considered a Mitzvah coming from Avera. Chosh can the Kana Kenya Gomer, for sure, and this is the principle that they're saying, if you have a full-fledged Kenya, it's only if the Kenya happened through the Avera itself. I mean, through the Hekdash itself. So therefore, that's the Reed's principle. What do you do? The Gazel saw Chitin, but it says if you steal a saw of wheat, Tachna, you grinded it, lasher, you needed it, offer, you baked it, mahar, and you mend the chal, and you separate the chala. Ketza, mavarach, how could you make a bracha? Enza, mavarach, amenai, it's not blessing Hashem when you take such a thing, it's provoking him. But Dachel, the Hosam, the Gemara rejects over there, the Matzeh Sabi, ba'am, the Shina Kaina. That, no, you could hold in general that Shina, if you change it, it would be Kaina. But the Hosam, Hashem, it's up above there. But the problem is, it's still the Mitzvah coming through a sin. Problem is, but this is bothering, this doesn't go according to Tais' principle. I've got the Kana Kain Lachain. What do you mean? I thought you said that if you acquire beforehand, well, then that's not a problem. Even the mitzvah b'aver, that's the primary principle here. So Taisin in the bracha regarding a blessing, ask Hashem Shemayim Olav to mention God's name, and that Ro Lach Meirza. That would most stringent on. Or you know, I mean, another point you could say is Hasam Dochem Alma, which it's just a rejection, but it's not really that would reject in totality the Reis principle. Now Hashda Le'el Paruch. Abaya, so now, but based on the Reis interpretation, it makes sense now, the question of Abaya, Shap and Mikrabanim Le'a Gazel. Why? Because if Yish is kind of like Rabbi wanted to say, Amay Mifsal, why is it invalid? It's not considered that it's a Bavir, which was the question Jesus was asking before on Abaya, because keeping the Kamishak Yish Kano, because he acquired it before, he's Makdish. And Levad, Yish created Le'Kani, so that was Abaya's point. Obviously, Yish itself is not created. They'll not Mashiach Yish, only because he sanctified it. But Yish, Mashiach Yish, it's giving a pope and a change of possession. Or Yish, Mashiach Yish, Mashiach Yish, like the more comes out. Lekach Mifsal, that's why it's in Valmashim, Nabali Mitzvah Bavir, because it's a Mitzvah that came through a sin. Because that's actually how the acquisition, it's happening then, and didn't happen at the time of the year. And when Nizak and the Gemara get up in the name of Beis Nami, Eloi, Netoni, Allah, Megumet, the Braisa, if it didn't learn on it from the actual text of the Brayis itself, or the Mishnah, the Matzi Parach Ula, we wouldn't be able to ask on Ula. the afik of the yish lekani, because even the yish is not kaina, shabbat chal hekdish, still hekdish would take effect. Shouldn't have a yish rishin Hashem because it's yish rishin Hashem. But the maguvit the brace of the south ulav, actually the text of the brace itself actually would support ulav, because the yish kaina, if yish is kaina, kila hekdish. Even if you're not makdish, you're not putting down the hay. Why? Because the shloim tovei, but shloim boicher. Actually, he's slaughtering or selling his own thing. It's working like the way I slayed on him. Some of his own days, but yish and shlok, the yish kani. That says yish is kind of. But to the contrary, tame it to one, like parchim in the Lord Yehuda. Why doesn't it ask on Yehuda? The palik is a contentum in the base house, and he disagrees with that ulam ulam. But someone holds yish, could he have a yish? The yish alone is yish. And like a lishna, you're going to be like, how many can that answer? Like the answers later on the some of the base. It's somewhat where the owner was makdish in possession of the ganav. The king designated my parach has a little. Why is he asking me to do ula? Karis my bente. What's he getting karis? Well, I'm a chayv karis. Of course, chayv karis. The role of pesach gomet. It's for the pesach gomet. The owner is makdish. Therefore, it is hektish. So Rishon Tzitzit because he's that Muslim mimul tamech. Right? I could have said tamech and I could have asked this question. Uinami. So Rabbi Yehuda Nami is like the Yish like Kani. Actually, he holds that Yish is not koina. So in the time Rabbi Yehuda is what you remember that he says Bein noy de mechaperes, but you know you don't know it's going to tone. That's Mishum de leichai. She'll tell me that's a bavir. That's for a different reason. Because it's not concerned with the reasoning. I'm a bavir. The gizin hasam and the gear says not my time. My time was reason. Some yish kedikani. And you can't say the gear says because he holds the yish itself is kind. Now Pesukah on Sukah the Vlamanam and after the Gemara says Elach yish. But after yish, Hakani be yish, equate with yish. So we have to interpret this Hakani be yish Rishin Hashem. It doesn't mean with yish itself. It means yish Rishin Hashem. Rashiin maskel yish. The white does only mention only yish. Shem gal de yish. Shekoyd mekayin. It's only because the yish that comes before and comes Rishin Hashem that ends up acquiring with the change of name. Now this from the loy garsi be yish. There are some texts that don't have the gears with yish. Ella Hakani that he acquired it. Then the question doesn't start. But you should know the awesome Rabbi Yechon coming. Rabbi Yechon is the one that says that. Rabbi Yechon is like the yish like Hakani. You don't acquire. Come on, like it says later on, that some chesim days chiyuvid the liability has been looking like yish, been lach yish before after yish. Now the yish of the yish kind, but if you hold the yish is kind, then my chayv lach yish. Why would you be chayv after yish? Shleit the bef, shleit meicha. You shouldn't be chayv in the alvei. You're slaughtering or selling your own thing. Now because of Ba'asim, the Gemara later on the Kuftes above and I've come and be from Yerushalayim and Mishmei Der Bianai. The Shein of Rishus va'achar kach yish loykani. That if the yish comes afterwards, you're not kind. So you see, the yish itself would not be kind. And actually, after the yish and then Shein Rishus. Rabintam Hiksha, Rabintam asked, by Gezel Bas, the Gmelin of Kofidam, and of Mashmah, it sounds like to Ula, that according to Ula, Yish Kadi is Kani. Sounds like Yish itself is Kain. Like his principle, because the Parakh must neaten that the Gmelin of the Mishnah, not Lu Moksim Chamayr, that if the tax collectors take his donkey, but not the Chamayr, they give him a different donkey instead. So Allah has a ritual like a keeper. Kama, the Gmelin says, Bishlam, Ula, and Samakan, the Ula, the Yidua, when it's known, the direct call, going according to everyone, not the Chamayr, and they give him a different donkey. Chashal, the Hosim Yish Kadi, that's considered like just people giving up years, giving up hope, they come out some time. The Tana says, we're not little. Now, if he takes it, Maximan was trying to give it back to the original owners. And the Farashah explains, like, some of years, could they like on it? Because the years itself was not clean. Now, the time in there, the reason appears, the Lech Hazel Yishin Rishus, not considered Shin Rishus, which I'm not calling for nice and light, because he's giving against his will, so it's not a change of Rishus. So you see, Yish itself is kind of. Tier 3, to re-enter the Bryce, I'll call for the Akamasni, and it's not to like our mission of Masni, because our mission says the Rishul gets to keep it. Bryce, because in the Bryce, Maximan should be given back to the original, you have to give back to the original owner. One point that he makes, well, moreover, then if that's the case, I'm a sin coming, if it's going in the mission, the Tikshim Ibrahim, the rabbi would ask from the Bryce on Rab, but I'm a Yish Kadi Kanda, so Yish Sub is Kaina. So therefore, Ella, Bryce, Ira, the Bryce is talking about Shabbayim, Imdim, the owners are standing below Yishayishu, Adayan, Kishnasal, they didn't give up hope when they gave it to this other one. Although at the end, Achadas, the other, after comes to send Yishayishu, that they do give up, Lekani doesn't acquire, because the Shinra shows the Kun Yish Lekani, because the change of possession before Yish is not going to be an actual kin, it's not come on like it sounds when they come later on. Over there in Tov Kuftez Vomen Aleph. And the Yish greater than Amalekani. And Yish itself is also not going to be kind of for the Rabbi, because the Rabbi, because given the Bissurus, the kids keep them in his possession in the primitive way, and therefore Tov Klaus of the Mayas to give back the money. Must need Nari Lulu, but the Mishnah told me according to Ulu, but you do Shin Nisash make Mendos Liyabe. We know he gave up hope before it came to his hand. Yes, Liyabe, when it came to his hand, I believe Yish, Shin Nisash, and Yish Shin Nisash, and therefore that's why it's going to be Kaina. Of course, the main thing according to the Re is, but Yish itself, truthfully, would not be able to be a Kenyan of the Chamar. Now it could be in town.